We're Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org. And this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Singer and songwriter Paula Cole is a 7-time Grammy nominee, top 10 recording artist, and now she's also the owner of an independent record label. Paula recently used Kickstarter to fund her first independently produced album, which is called Raven. This is a highly eclectic work. Expect to hear her jazz influences. She's got some grungy alt-rock sounds there. And her vocal range goes from a whisper, very effective on one of the songs, which I won't ruin by telling you which one, to a scream. They all work really well together. Paula Cole's Raven is set for release on Tuesday, April 23rd. Before we get to looking at the music, what's one of your favorite stories from the creative process of actually recording Raven?
Well, this is kind of an interesting one. I mean, there are a lot, but, and I look at the songs, and each song has its story. Each song is a personality, in a sense. The song Eloise, which is track 3, I wrote for somebody else. I wrote it for soul country legend singer Solomon Burke. I was asked by Don Was to write a couple of songs for Solomon Burke. He was producing an album some years ago, and now Solomon is no longer alive. He died a couple of years ago, but he never recorded my songs, and I just kept being called by that song Eloise I had written. It just demanded that I pay attention to it again, so I changed it out of 3/4 tempo into 4/4 tempo, and I changed the key and made it my own, and now I'm really happy with that song. It's such a story song. It's not my heart on my sleeve writing from first person like I tend to do all the time. It's a little more narrative, talking about somebody else's story. And that was refreshing. The whole process was very interesting.
No, I'm not the woman you married. Those things we promised aren't true. But better for worse and loving as well as we could.
The video with it is fun too.
Oh, yeah, thank you for checking it out. Yes, the video was done by 2 very artistic New York City friends of mine. And I love how they kind of heightened the noir drama of it.
We're not going to spoil it by saying what it is. People are just going to have to check it out. But let's just say that it's a juxtaposition of 2 things you wouldn't expect. Does that seem like a fair assessment?
Yeah, that is.
Let's look at some of the other songs, too, on Raven. I personally really liked Red Corset. Would you tell me about the message in that one?
Oh, that's probably my favorite song, Dot. Red Corset, which is such a right brain, intuitive song. It really came like a lightning bolt, and that's probably one of the sentimental reasons why I love it so much. It's just one of those divine, lucky moments that I captured.
I cannot breathe, feel too faint, just as they'd have me be. But I do not belong here. I am shredding off this red.
It almost has a classical nature to it. I have such a myriad of influences because I love music so much. I'm truly a music geek. I mean, I went to music college. I listened to West African music, and then I'll be listening to jazz and soul. I'm like forever dedicated to music. So to me, this is like honoring some almost classical influences. I wanted to write a melismatic melody that, I'm getting a little analytical here, but just wasn't syllabic. I'm singing red corset. So it's using one word and moving over several notes on one word. And I wanted to go to different places chordally and add a background vocal arrangement that was beautiful and full of cluster chords. It's musically complex. And I also put my clarinet in there, which is like my Alfred Hitchcock cameo appearance on every album.
Red corset. I am not your enemy. I am not your dream unlived. I am just a song I have.